the man's name was San Gennaro, and he got stuck somewhere around here. He knew the Lord. He was in, with the Teen Challenge. He had a group of men that he served. But he got stuck here. I don't know the circumstances under which he came in. He found this place. And they were singing this hymn. Or they sang this hymn. You know, that changed his life. He was never the same because he asked the Lord to help him. To see him, keep his eyes on him, see him all the time. He's ever present. He's ever nigh and ever to be to us all that we need. We need to take him in his fullness. We sang, every joy or trial falleth from above, traced upon our dial by the Son of Love. We may trust him fully, all for us to do. They who wholly trust him find him wholly true. He wants that to be our experience. He asks of us, and I think today, can you trust me? Can you trust me? Well, whom can we trust if we cannot trust the one who died for us? Yes, Lord, I do trust you. I'm in a situation that perhaps is difficult. But Jesus, I trust you. There was a young man in Moody Bible Institute, and he got into trouble and didn't know how to get out. And so he stood and he said, I don't know how I'm going to get through this situation, but I'm determined to trust and obey. And there was this man who had to do with the music in that school, and he picked that up. And so we have the hymn, trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus or for the Lord to fulfill his purpose in our lives if we don't trust him and obey. Do the thing at hand. Whatever it is that he requires you to do, we have to obey, and we have to step out. Do it. Do it. Do it. We're perhaps too much reserved. We sit back, and the Lord prompts us, and he wants us to testify or do something, sing a song or read a scripture. And we don't heed that, you know, that little push. And then we find that somebody else does it, and we've lost out. But let's trust him today. Paul played at the beginning, Jesus is passing this way. I don't want to miss today what he has for me today. Do you? Hallelujah. You think he has some good thing for us today? Yes. Some word that he wants to put into our hearts. Hallelujah. That will give direction? There needs to be a continuance. When we leave this place, it doesn't end here. But our service, our rendering our all to him, that has to continue. We're yours, Lord, for time and for eternity. Fulfill your own design and purpose. Even in coming here, Jesus, I want to experience your working, your further working. Work on. We are his workmanship. created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which he hath foreordained that we should walk in them. Think of it. There are prepared works ahead of us that he wants to set us into. And so, Jesus, I thank you that you are here today, and you're here for me. And so I trust you. I trust you, Lord. And enable me to come into that place where I'm stayed upon thee. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing that hymn, Shall We Trust and Obey?
390.
Incident that happened years and years ago, a very tragic incident actually, to happen to the two of our ministers from the fellowship. Their daughter had died in a very tragic way. She took her own life, and I remember the pastor, the one who told the story, who testified afterwards, and I had heard her preach many times, and she was one who praised the Lord and taught us to praise the Lord. And she relates that after this happened, immediately after this happened, that verse came to her from that song, at my feet in ashes lay all my plans and wishes. At my feet in ashes lay, yet I will praise him. And she praised him, and she praised him constantly. And what a tragedy that was. I mean, you can't think of anything more tragic than that. And yet she had learned to praise the Lord, and she took that time, that opportunity at that time to praise the Lord, and she was victorious. And no doubt we won't have something that tragic happen, but we do have things that come up, and we can praise the Lord. Our dear sister Ruth Collis is another example of that, who has preached praising the Lord in times of adversity, and she has had to prove that time and again, that she praises the Lord. And we can speak about it glibly, perhaps, maybe not glibly, I'm not implying anything at all, but it's a simple lesson to learn. And yet it's so very valuable in our warfare, our Christian life, to praise the Lord in all circumstances. And as has been said, we can praise the Lord in the car. We can praise the Lord at work quietly. Wherever we are, we can praise the Lord, and it's an important lesson to learn. And I want to learn it better. No matter what happens, I want to praise the Lord. I want to be constantly rejoicing with them and thanking the Lord for His goodness and mercy.
Amen.
Dad would like us to sing 26 yet. In our hymn books, 26. And I'll ask you to stand again as we sing. Again, this morning, we just thank you for your goodness to us. Lord, throughout all eternity, we'll be singing your praises because you are wonderful and you are good. Oh, thank you, Lord, for these testimonies in these days of your goodness to each one of us. And so, Lord, we just continue to praise you. Teach us this way, your way of praise. Lord, help us all to praise you better with the whole heart. Whether we feel like it or not, Lord, you are worthy, and so help us. I will praise him. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.